Proverbs 11, verses 12 through 21. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Don't be a fool. Don't be void of wisdom, hasty, and cruel. For all these things lead to trouble and destruction. Control your tongue and listen to wisdom and counsel. For talebearers reveal secrets, and they fall without counsel and knowledge. This path will lead to wickedness, and wickedness is formed in deceit and frowardness against the Lord and His ways. They are not only against the Lord and His ways, but they literally chase after evil, thinking it shall be their joy and blessing, only to find out it leads to their own death. No matter how many ungodly people join themselves together, hand in hand, in unity, for their ways and their agendas and their plans and their dreams, it shall all come to nothing, and they shall receive everlasting punishment from the Lord Himself in the day of judgment. So let us take heed and beware. Let us not be hasty with our mouths or our decisions. Let us be humble and receive wisdom and understanding from the Lord through His word and sound counsel by those who have walked with Him. Let us be of a faithful spirit and hold our peace, and not reveal others' secrets. Let us sit and learn in the multitude of counselors, for therein is safety. Let us not be quick to stand in the gap for a stranger that we don't know. Let us be patient and sound in our decisions. For a gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. Let us be filled with the Lord's grace and be strong in the power of His might. Let us be merciful and go forth weeping for the brokenness of others and sow the precious seed of righteousness in this earth. For righteousness tendeth to life, and to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. The seed that we sow in good soil shall bear good fruit and be delivered in the day of evil. Our children shall be delivered in the day of evil as was Noah's children. And this is all because of our Lord Jesus, the righteous one, who planted his seed in the earth when he died and was buried. And we know he sprung up in his resurrection and in his ascension as a tree of everlasting life. Yes, they that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. And though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Proverbs 11, verses 12 through 21.